So I'm just recapping because I forgot to turn on the recording. So the head is can be raised slightly on a low cushion. The knees are bent, feet flat on the floor, slightly apart. Your hands can be over your belly. This is the way that the belt goes underneath the knees. Yeah, underneath the knees and then tied around the top. Right. Just loosely. And then, you know, if you don't have a belt, you can just kind of prop your knees against each other, find a place by playing around where you place your feet, where it's comfortable to hold your knees together, where you don't feel you have to exert tension to hold your knees together. Yeah, the hands folded over the belly, or if you feel more comfortable, you can have them by your side. And so, again, to recap for the recording, what we're cultivating is a relaxed alertness, a relaxed clarity and presence. So feel the places where your body is in contact with the earth. Just feel the places where there's pressure. And allow the body to just relax into the support that you feel from the earth. The earth is always supporting us. In so many ways. And we can, in a very tangible and immediate way, feel that just by lying down on the ground. This is our first posture that we experience as a baby, is lying down. I was just with my granddaughter, and she's 15 months old, and I was just watching how she moves, and she's so relaxed, and she's so flexible. She just, you know, she just gives herself to gravity in such an without holding on. So we can remember that. We can reconnect with that, just that surrender. So there are 10 places in particular that we are focusing on as we do this practice. So they are the 2 feet, so 1, 2, the 2 feet touching the floor, the 2 sides of the buttocks, the lower back, so there's a little curve in the very, at the very lower part of the back, but just above that, there's a place where there's a contact with the floor. The 2 shoulder blades, the 2 elbows, and the head. So you don't have to think about that. I'm going to repeat them as we go through the practice. So as we go into this practice, the practice invites us to really tune into the body and see what we can feel. And then, of course, you've also been doing this in your yoga practice. We tend, culturally, to be very disconnected from the body. We're very much in the mind. in our plans, in our ideas, in our beliefs, in our opinions. We're really coming back into the body. And especially what we're going to be tuning into is tension in the body. And what we find is that most of us are holding tension almost everywhere in the body. And the more we begin to experience awareness, the deeper we can realize that we're holding tension deep in the body. So gradually, the body relaxes. And as the body relaxes, we connect what we feel when we let go. How do we experience that space in the body which has opened up to more sensitivity, more sense of spaciousness, openness? What does that feel like? How does that feel in the body? The way we're going to be letting go is releasing into the earth. So we're going to be releasing downward. So imagining the tension just flowing downward into the earth. And in doing so, we can begin also to feel the earth and feel ourselves in relation with the earth. So begin by just bringing your awareness into the feet. Feel the toes. Feel inside the toes, the joints in the toes. Feel any tension that you might be holding in the toes. And just allow it to flow downward, just releasing downward into the earth. Feel the balls of the feet. We're working with both sides of the body at the same time. So feel the balls of the feet. The arches of the feet. And release down. Release any tension that you may feel in the balls of the feet, the arches, the heels. Bringing awareness into the whole foot. I'm just going to get up and close the window because I think a little more warmth is good for this practice. Bringing awareness into the ankles, finding where there's tension being held in the ankles. Sometimes in the joints, when we have soreness, so there's a little pain or discomfort, and we might tense around that. Notice if there's tension being held in the ankles. Just let it release downwards into the earth. So it's not an efforting to release, actually. The efforting is in the holding. And in the releasing, there's a relaxing, a letting go. And we realize how much efforting we've been putting into holding tension in the body. And move the attention upward to the calves and to the shins. And again, notice what you feel in there. Just bring your awareness right into the body. And notice what you feel. And notice if there's tightness, holding. And just allow it to release downward. Just relaxing and releasing downward into the earth. And the knees, bringing awareness right into the knees. Again, sometimes there's soreness in the knees and there could be tension around that. You know, and just if you feel the soreness, just let the sensations be known. It's okay. It's okay to feel an unpleasant sensation and just allow it to be known. Accept it as it is. Don't have to shield yourself from it by tightening up. So from the knee all the way down through the foot, relaxing the body down into the earth. And then bring your attention to the buttocks and feel the sensation of the pressure of the buttocks on the earth. And notice if there's any tension in the buttocks, in the hip area, hip joints, in the groin. In the muscle along the bottom of the groin, the peritoneum, there can be sometimes a lot of tension. And in the inner thigh. Just notice what sensations are there. The lower abdomen. Just release the tension down into the earth through the touch point of the buttocks. Again, notice if there's soreness around the joints and if there's tightness or holding there. And what other sensations do you feel? Just bringing the attention deep into the body and just being aware of what's there. And feeling the thighs, the inner thigh, the outside of the thigh, the whole long bone of the thigh. Feel what sensations are there. And release any tension down through the buttocks into the earth. So sometimes people fall asleep during this practice, and that's okay. You know, it's good to try to stay awake so that you can actually actively do the practice. But if you find that you're just falling asleep, that's okay. But I just want to let you know that if you do snore, I will come and touch you gently, and just so it's not a distraction. So moving up to the midsection of the trunk of the body, so the area around the waist, the stomach. So just feeling that touch point of the lower back, just above the curve, where the spine curves in. And allowing any tension that you're holding in the midsection of the trunk of the body to just flow down and be released into the earth. Notice what sensations are there. And again, you might find sensations that are somewhat unpleasant. And that's okay. Just let them be known. Just let them be known in the open awareness in which you are welcoming all the sensations of the body. And now bringing your attention up to the shoulder blades. And feeling the place of contact of the shoulder blades on the earth. And releasing tension around the shoulder blades. Feeling what sensations are there. Right into the shoulder blades, moving into the body. Feeling right into the heart and around the heart. That is a place where we may hold a lot of tension, is around the heart. Armoring the heart, closing the heart. Just feels sometimes like too much. The heart can't hold it. And so we close the heart. And then it remains closed habitually. So in a very visceral way, just relaxing the heart. Opening, softening the heart. Feeling into the whole upper chest and upper back area and the tops of the shoulders. Tops of the shoulders are a place where we often may feel a lot of tightness. Just moving our attention right into those bands of muscle along the tops of the shoulders. And inviting them to release, relax. Letting the tension flow downward into the earth through the shoulder blades. And the sides of the neck and the back of the neck and the throat. Also releasing tension, letting it flow downwards into the earth. And feeling the arms. Well, first of all, just connecting with the place where the elbows are touching the earth. and feeling that place. And then feeling the upper arms and just allowing any tension that we're holding in the upper arms to flow downward. Feel right inside the upper arms and notice what sensations are there. Notice any tightness, any holding. And releasing, always releasing with kindness, with care and compassion for the body. And then the lower arms and the hands, feeling right into that part of the body. And releasing down into the earth. And then moving upward to the skull and the whole head. Feel the head, the heaviness of the head in contact with the earth. And just let it relax down. Not trying to hold it. Just releasing it. Feel any tension at the back of the skull and inside the skull. We can actually feel right into the skull. We can feel into that space in the skull and into the brain, the top of the skull, sides of the skull. Just let them relax. Feel the tension draining down into the earth. The jaw, chin, let it be relaxed. Feel the inside of the mouth. The lips, the cheeks, the nostrils. Letting tension flow down out the back of the skull into the earth. The eyes, a feeling behind the eyes. Feeling any tension that's in the eyes. Any staring. Just feel the liquidity of the eyes. Being pulled by gravity, and the forehead. Now let your awareness just move through the whole body. And as you do so, let go of any image that you have of the body. Let go of any ideas or feelings or judgments that you may have about the body. And just be present in a very immediate way with the sensation in the body, with tingling, with pressure, with warmth, coolness, just a flow of sensation. Feel the openness. of that awareness. What is that like, that space? Do you really feel that there is a boundary? Or do you feel open? As can you just let go of, I invite you to let go of just any ideas or images that you're holding. And just be present, moment by moment, in the experience of sensation being known in awareness. Sound, pressure, tingling. Now I invite you to bring an intention into the mind to subtly begin to move the body just to come back into a more active presence. So you might wiggle the fingers a little bit, the toes. You might let the head gently rock from side to side, feeling the stretch in the sides of the neck. You might want to pull your knees in and just hug yourself and stretch the back a little bit, if you like. Just in whatever gentle way you want to move the body. And then when you're ready, maybe roll onto one side. And just take your time. There's no rush. And in due time, when as it feels very gentle and natural, just find yourself in a sitting posture.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.